So Lamaisa, this whole mission over here has this Arichus Dvarim of the different ages, and it doesn't seem as if it's mechuvin to any one particular nekuda. It's not mechuvin to tell me when to teach. It's not mechuvin to anything. So Betzim, he's explaining it. He's trying in this maima to be mevaya the Adam Yeshisa Saifoi. The Adam Yeshimil based Migdish. Kahehle Gavoya Mea Amo. The Kahai Odo. Afa Pinsigam, Avagav Shemesha Sedeshivim Shana. So Lemaisa, why is it that you're talking about Mea? So he says that it's because Mitzara Schus Magia Ad Mea. So I'm not sure what he does with Mea Vestrim. Lamaisa the Mishnah also goes on up to Mea. But Dovah Zebir, the Chalik says, Adam Mishnah in Arts or Akia, Kivish Vesarach, Nechach Broch, Yod Olof, Umiatoi, Vemidol, Mea Amma. So after the Chet, his Girsa is that he was Mamid him on Mea Amma. The Oyram Bechelek for Ilachasam Kumimius, if Yudah says Masayim Amma, if Shim says Me Amma. Kodam Arishan, Ela Noshim Noshim Inayim, Lamadlema Bnusino Kizavius Mutovis Dovnis Hechel. Kamaya Hechel Me Amma, Adkam. Arei Kilom the Shira Odom in Kermas Hechel Shime Amma, Himishber Echad Lahem, Ubriachasem. So Vaistois that Me Amma fits both. The Kishem Shod Nidom Mikonev Ram Shop the Adomic Shosse, Shesh Shaman of Dallas. Okay, so let's be misplaying a little bit about this inyan. Beis Hamikdash is Mea, Adam Hechel is Mea, Amma, Adam is Mea, I Ishanim, and that's that. What's the if there was a problem, what are we answering over here? What exactly is he trying to say? So I would like to think the following. It says that the one of the, you know, when Chazal lists different hours of Adam Rishon, you know, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megavel Earth, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzara Tzura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a Ruach in it, and he was Omer Al Ragla. So Omer al Raglav is ki'ilu a very important stage of the Bria. Lechura, as far as we're concerned, it's just a simen that he's healthy. When a person goes to a doctor, and then that's okay, let's see you get up and walk around. It's not a stage in development. It's like when you slap the baby for it to cry. It's not, that's just a simen also. So Adam standing up like Kimosai is very, very, very nice. But lechur, it's just a siman and milsa. Does it mark anything miyuchad? And the answer is, I mean, you do see the mashal who yalechenu kumimias latzeinu. Kaimas skufa. Kaimas is a very, very important nekuda. So what exactly is it? I want to say the Maral says in on the Agada when he speaks about the tzur becomes moyim, the chalomish lemayim moyim. So he speaks over there about the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the totality of mitzias, and taking that gili away, it now becomes automatic. When there's a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything loses its mitzias, and b'meila it becomes mayim instead of the chalomish, instead of the tzur, and so on. So, what is the difference between the chalomish and tzur and the mayim? I mean, one is strong, one is weak. But what is the difference? So the difference lies in, do you have do you say that the different units come together and become a whole new metzias b'fnei atzma? L'mashal, when kids, when you see a field, there's bits and pieces all over the field, and that's all it is. When a person takes those pieces and he puts them together and cements them, and he makes a house out of it, so now there's a whole new metzias built from all those pieces. So all those pieces become a new metzias, and it becomes a metzias greater than the pieces. That metzias is called is height. Height is when you take different pieces and they come together, and the pieces are together and form a bigger metzias than itself. That is the koima of a person. So when things are spread out, and you walk on a beach, and there's a lot of sand all over the place, there's sand all over the place. That's all there is, sand all over the place. A kid starts piling the sand into piles, and for as long as it lasts, he's built up now, it's a wall. The tzvira of the different chatichas make it into a new unit, and which is a new metzias that includes all the pieces. That's a transition between bits and pieces to something that is one unit, and that's a koima. So when we have a koima in the world, we have a koima that's Adam, and Mea Amma, because that's a certain height that we say, you know, the Chazal use Mea Amma as an extreme. In other words, that's the most. So Mea Amma is a full koima, it's 10 times 10. So all the pieces and pratim and printed pratim are mitzarif into one entity and become a bigger entity. The whenever you have Lamashal, when you have a society where you have free people, so you know each person is metzias b'fnei atzmo. Each person has his own life and his own circle of life. This is my house. This is my profession. This is my family. B'cholo b'cholo. When you have a vadim, and no, an eved has nothing. So an eved is never more than a grain of sand. When you have the adam, is mitzarif all the pieces, and so I have an estate. A vadim, no eved himself is a bal shir koima. Every eved himself is never more than a chaticha. So he doesn't have a shir koima. The one who clapped the estate of Adam, this Adam has 1,000 horses and 1,000 avodim, so the avodim are all a metzias mikoyach, the metzias of that estate, but not mitzah the metzias atzma. So the moral says that milifnei Adam chuli aretz milifnei lechai Yaakov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself in the way that he was megala himself in the Yonim of Mitzrayim, the Nisim Mitzrayim weren't interventions, stam, they were giluyim, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy tarif, and so on. So each and every piece of the Bria, with the pieces in the Bria, the units that had become a metzias b'fnei atzmam, disappeared as a metzias b'fnei atzmam. A rock has a certain metzias. It's not, it has the nekudas, it has each grain of rock, and then it has a tziruf, that this is a tall mountain, this is a rock, a tall mountain, a formation. When you lose that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalim, so Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Nebriya, so there are little shtetla, little entities that have their own mitzias. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself, water never adds up to anything. Because it never piles up. The in Kriyas Yamsu there was Ner Mumayim Meloshna Reima. That was the Yotzim in HaKlal. Water B'derach HaKlal just spreads. because every unit goes in its own direction. Nothing, it never adds up to a metzias. So the metzias that we have over here is a metzias that adds up, and all the pieces come together. That is the difference between something with a claim and without a claim. When you speak about one of the terms, in the earlier terms used by Sfarim, when they spoke about Hashbrokos and Haga, they spoke about a sheer kaima. There's a sefer sheer kaima, very unclear what my tivoy, the Rambam sometimes holds it, sometimes not, but whatever it is, the metzias of that sefer is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis in the Bria, in B'teiras, like when we have a diagram of a seder of hanhagis, you know, Raglayim, Yadayim, Roish, those are all, it means that it now forms structure. There are pieces that come together and form hanhagis. The what Adam is in the Bria. So Adam is supposed to have a shir klima because Adam puts the Bria together, and b'meila all chalke Adam add up to something. That's so mea ama is appropriate for that. It's true in terms of Adam's height, so to speak. It's true in terms of Adam's years. So when the Mishnah here is telling me that Adam is meant to live 100 years, it's and Chomish, the Mikra, and so on and so forth, it's not a sheer in Chinuch at which age is appropriate to start Chomish, Mikra, Mishnah, and so on. It's telling me what is the Kaimus Adam. A Kaimus Adam consists of layers of Mikra years, Mishnah years, Vurdika years, Chachmadika years, etc., etc. That's the so it's not the Mishnah is teaching me Koimas Adam. Koimas Adam has layers and layers of it. It's one of the I think Chloe Stam, it's one of the most helpful ways of looking at people's lives. People imagine that there's supposed to be one way they're supposed to look. And when they're young, they don't attain it because they're young and they're childish. And when they're teenagers, they're wild. And when they're older, they're Torah, they're snap. So we look at life as a series of mistakes, as a series of failures, and maybe kulahai v'ulahai at some point to get somewhere and so on and so forth. If you would look at life as layers of a sheir koyma, and the sheir koyma of youth and the sheir koyma of teenhood, the sheir koyma of a younger man, of an older person, all of those are, they all are mitzaref to a certain shirkaima. They all add up to something. It's much, much helpful in understanding that my nizrika bin nairus is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create years that are useless or worthless. They created years that has its maila and its challenge. But they all add up to something. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Hechel of the... So the Maral, when he speaks about, and yes, a few places, how is it that after from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad, how did it come out of a world that's Moli Ribui? So the Maral has different books in different places, at least four that I remember offhand. One of them is that Adam is the Mitzaref of the Bria. Another answer, the Maral doesn't say it, but I think it's not far. Saying the Beis HaMikdash is mitzarefit. Beis HaMikdash includes in itself all chalkei abriya. Laharaya, that lamites and malachis that are supposed to be the basic malachis of the bria are embodied in these days in Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. So I'll call upon him, the Mikdash and the Mishkan is supposed to be where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref. The chalkei bria and the oifin that's misoken, as far as the bria goes, the bria messed up. It could have been that way, but at least here, that's the way it goes. The place this mahala started in the bria with Yetzias Mitzrayim. When it says hachidish hazel lachem reish chadashim, And the Ramban says it's a mitzvah to count to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Derech HaPshat is remember all the Nisan Niflois, and you know when you count by that day, it's you keep reminding yourself of Mitzvah Messiah, which is very good. It also gives us a certain shivas to it. Lahavdol Fafdolos, the Goyim count by the years of their Yeshu, and it gives them it marks a certain chashivas. Those are all you know, emes of things that it's also zikorin, also covered. But mitzad the etzem inyan, achosam rosh chodeshim yishuvu hamachotcha hashana. It's not only telling me to count it as the first month. It's being kaveh that for now there'd be a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, a vi, and so on. The chodeshim time in Klal Yisrael would now start adding up to be a tzura shleima. Until this time, when we're in a matzav of avdus, every minute has no shas minute before. And now I'm schlepping wood. Why? Because Zodin told him schlep wood. Now I'm schlepping racks. Why? Because Zodin schlep racks. There's nothing that's built. And Eved has no chayas. So his kids are not his kids. And Eved is shayach to the here, the now, and that's it. Avdu befer nichle means that the absolute randomness of his actions and whatever is good now is what's important. That's the mitzvah of Abdus, because he has no koima. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed that dramatically when he with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim starts a Seder Hazmanim of Rishon Sheni and so on, which means that from now on, all the pieces would start adding up and form a year and years and so on and so forth. That was the chiddush, that was one of the many chiddushim of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's interesting when we say the Dayenus and we list how good and how good and how much better. The Binyan Beis HaBchira is the last nekuda over there. It's Lechura, I mean, we're talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Matan Torah, okay, it's part of the deal, it's part of the Midrash, but Mechatei said that Beis HaBchira gets put in. The answer is, it's all part of one Mahalach. Until the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Koyma of Adam had disappeared. There was no Koyma in the world. Everything is Basher Husham. That's a mitzvah of a bria. That's not going anywhere. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it and he took that Mitzrayim, he started a process where Koymas Adam is being rebuilt. It's very interesting that in Kriyas Yamsuf itself, they said Zekeli va'anvehu. The primary meaning of anveh, Rashi says, is I'll make him another. I will now make a bias for it. You know, it's once we're oimed on an ikuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can begin to create a bias. As long as you don't inherit, then bal korchach, every bit in the bria is locked in its time, its place, and that's it. So it's pratim, but it's not a klema. With the chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the chiddush that the world would now start building something. The world would now start building, and each hashgacha would now be layering step over step over step. Hashgacha is not only just a pshat. Every time there's a crisis, a Kadosh Baruch Hu steps in. It means that there's an haga kvua, turning every event into another layer to the final pasuk, to the final gula. The hafgah from randomness to sheer kaima is the big chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The word Mitzrayim kiduas means Miloshen Tsar Meitzar. It means it can't go anywhere. It's each piece is stuck where it is. and it's not expanding. It can expand. It can become many. So Klal Yisrael is Yifritzu v'Yirbu, but it's more like scattered. Lahavdol Elif Alfei Avdolos. When Balechayim Amisrabe, when Zvuvim and Nemalim Amisrabe, there's many of them. We don't the hair that there's a society, nothing being built, there's just many, many, many more of it. With Klal Yisrael, with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started building Kremis Adam all over again. And that's where we are, and that's Be'etzim what the Beis HaMikdash is. Beis HaMikdash is at least in one place where there's a complete Kremah of Mea Amah. And the rest of it comes less of love, like he says. Okay, we'll hold it here. And the mitzvah, I hope after Shlishi Hashem, we'll be back